You might not be familiar with the term, but supported employment is an evidence-based and personalised approach to support people with disabilities into real jobs. I'm joined now by Maxine Levitt from Elite Employment Services in Llantrisant, South Wales. Maxine, thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Hello.
Can you tell us a little bit about the services that Elite offer?
So we assist people by achieving their goals, looking at their abilities and their skills. We match them with their interests and what they want to do. It's a very much an individual person-led program. So we do an initial assessment to see what people's skills, qualities, what their historical work or qualifications are, what they've done in the past. And then we work with those skills and qualities and try to build up confidence to enable people to feel able and ready to start exploring the job market.
And what are some of the challenges typically faced by people with sight loss in employment?
Well, obviously there's issues around some communication, orientation, travel to and from the job, accessibility with regards to written work and technology.
And how do you match someone with the right opportunity?
We're looking for jobs that will meet that person's need. We're not looking for any old job for the person. It's actually what their capabilities are, what they want to do, and we try and build skills towards that. For instance, if somebody fancied working, say, in a garden centre, for instance, we'd start exploring, well, you know, what are their skills, what are their interests, what can we build into their CV that will be particular to that interest that they have. What volunteering experience is out there that can gain those skills and confidence towards doing that? And as part of that, we would also look at where that job is situated, how they're going to get there. Do they need assistance with travel training and orientation? We can also do referrals out to perhaps the rehab officers of the area if they need some extra travel training. We look at whether or not they can afford to go into work, because we want to make sure that those people that may be on high levels of benefits aren't going to be worse off. And we can also do supported employment. So once they're in work, we can assist that person in their work to assist them to gain the confidence and the skills to be independent and feel confident to go on their own. For one lady, it was a very different skill base to what she was used to. Going into work with her, I could identify those small areas that would be a difficulty to her. For instance, something as simple as removing staples before the paper went through the photocopier or the scanner, she was finding it very difficult to find them and to use the staple remover. So we explored different staple removers so that she could flick the staples off quite easily. And that made her life so much easier.
And for people interested, do you need to be a certain age or have certain sort of skills already to use Elite services?
You have to be over 25. You don't have to have any previous skills because we can build on those skills. We do take people through work-related certificates, so it sort of builds on your skills for job finding, writing your CV, cover letters, and interview skills. Another one of the eligibility criteria is being long-term unemployed, which is unemployed for about a year or over, or economically inactive, which basically means that somebody finds that their visual impairment or their hearing impairment is having an impact on them finding or sustaining work. Our idea is that they do sustain work, and so we support them to enable them to do that in whatever way is appropriate for that individual person. Some people, like I say, may just want to meet up in a cafe. Some people may just want a phone call. Other people may actually need that in-work support, which can be intensive from day one, where you go in with them on each shift and work with them to achieve certain tasks that they need to do. And we'll build those tasks up, and we'll do this in conjunction with the employer, because we support employers as well, and we'll have a plan of how we're going to do things. We have an action plan that we do every month, and that is our focus on how we move on. So there's certain things that we agree ourselves and our participants that we want to achieve, And each month we will meet up and we'll have that discussion on what we've achieved, what we want to achieve the next month, if we need to add anything onto that action plan. So we work very collaboratively with each person for an individualised action plan on what they need to achieve. It's quite nice then, because we can tick off as we go along, as they've achieved each task until we've completed everything. So, you know, it's quite a nice focus for us to ensure that we are still moving forward with everybody. And then we get a good idea about what they may need in the workplace with regards to assistive technology, assistive equipment, and things to overcome the barriers that they're experiencing to enable them to get into work and be independent.
And the work that you do, where is that based most often? Is that based in the community? Is it based in people's homes? Or do you do much work online?
It's really become quite variable. At the moment, because we've been in and out of COVID, I usually, if I can and they're open, I've been using SightLife, and I've also been using Wales Council for the Blind, and we're extremely grateful to those organisations. Or it could be in a cafe, or we could be out and about looking at, for instance, going down to the supermarket to see how much somebody's able to identify in a supermarket, just to see what their skill base is. We try and do some social activities as well, where we get people together and then they can exchange information and skills and build their confidence in meeting other people and travelling. So it's out and about, but also there's quite a lot of work that can be done online, and that can be through Teams, on the telephone, checking in. Some of our training can be through Teams. It depends on what that person feels comfortable with and is able to do.
And how can people get in touch with Elites? How can they find out more about the services?
Okay, so we have a website address, which is www.elitesea, which is elitesea.co.uk, or our email address is jobsense, all lowercase, @elitesea.co.uk, or 01443 226664.
Well, Maxine Levitt from Elite Supported Employment, thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.